grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire." Whenever we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, we say that the Lord Jesus, who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. And in the Gospel just read, the Lord Jesus says, "Everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire." St. Paul puts this plainly when he writes, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body." But it's no secret that we live in a time when the awareness of God's judgment has faded, even disappeared from the consciousness of so many people. But the words of Jesus in the Gospel read on this day would make absolutely no sense apart from the truth that he who once came to be our Savior will come again to be our judge. And even now, as we read in the letter to the Hebrews, no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. He is the one unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. Now, none of this is easy to hear, but it needs to be heard and believed because it's true. These words are not only true words, they are the words of him who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth." In the book of Proverbs it is written, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend." Faithful are the wounds of a friend. The Lord Jesus is our best and truest friend, and he wounds only so that he may heal. He is the truth, and he speaks the truth, and nothing is gained through deception and lie. And these difficult words of our Savior in today's Gospel are but the continuation of the words with which he began his ministry, as St. Mark tells us. Now, after John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the Gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the Gospel. Repent and believe the Gospel. Repent of every thought and word and deed which despises and rejects the truly loving will of our Maker." This morning we again heard the Ten Commandments, which are not an arbitrary code, but reflect the way God has made us and the way we therefore are called to live. Jesus' words in today's Gospel have to do specifically with the fifth commandment, you shall not murder. And Jesus shows that this commandment forbids not only murder, but any word or deed that hurts our neighbor in any way, not only by what we do, but also by what we say. How much harm can be done by the thoughtless word, the cruel word. I have to admit that I still remember some words that wounded me deeply. And I also have to admit that even now, many decades later, this remains a wound that has yet to heal completely. I hope I've forgiven the person who spoke them. And I only mention this to point to the harm that can be done by thoughtless and cruel words. And so we are called to repentance and amendment of life. The Lord Jesus says, "Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven." These words, too, seem to be very hard and difficult words until we remember that the righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees is not ours, but Christ's. He alone is the righteous one. He has fulfilled all righteousness for us. His death is our life. His is the righteousness that avails before the judgment seat of God. And his righteousness becomes our righteousness through simple trust in him, in his mercy first promised to us when we were baptized. St. Paul said, "As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." As many of you as have been baptized into Christ put on Christ, put on Christ like a garment that covers all our sin. And so we can say, "Jesus' blood and righteousness, my jewels are, my glorious dress. In these before my God I'll stand when I shall reach the heavenly land. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen." Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds.